everyone. Welcome to my mini movie review. This one is going to be 2017, The Ritual. I'm going to watch it on Netflix, but basically, The Ritual is, like I said, 2017. It is rated TVMA. It is a British horror film. I've been hearing some really good things about it, so I'm going to check it out here. It's directed by David Bruckner and written by Joe Barton. It's based on a 2011 novel that has the same name by Adam Neville. It was released in the UK October 13th, 2017. It runs 94 minutes and it has brought in $1 million in the box office, I suppose, in the UK. Yeah, it premiered in 2017 also at the Toronto International Film Festival before its UK theater release. And then that's where it was sold to Netflix for $4.75 million. And it was just recently released to Netflix on February 9th, 2018. And like I said, that's where I'm going to be watching it tonight. And yeah, so I'm excited to see it. I'm going to go check it out, The Ritual. I've heard some good things. I like going into a movie not really knowing much about it, and I haven't really watched any like trailers, or I've just heard a few things about it that I should check it out. And I know soon, with people I talk to or different other things I listen to or things, that somehow it's going to get revealed soon anyway, so I should probably check it out. So yeah, so I'm going to check out The Ritual 2017, and I'll be back to talk to you about it in a little bit. Okay, I watched The Ritual. It's a good movie. Really liked it. It's a pretty movie. I will give it that too. It's very beautifully shot. I thought it was very enjoyable. Some of it may not have been for me. Like the whole, I don't know. Let me get started. First, I'll talk about like what I didn't like. There's gonna be some spoilers here in this episode. There is a scene where one of the guys in the group twists his knee, and like he says he has done it before. Like he's like, oh, I twisted my meniscus or whatever, you know, in the knee. And then like they walk, and I feel like, I mean, he is in agony. I get that, but I feel like he would have been in so much pain he wouldn't have been able to put much weight on it. And all they do is like give him just like a hiking pole, and they start walking. But then they decide to take this a shortcut through these woods that are like up hills and around all these like mounds and stuff. And I'm like, that's, and instead of going to this, even though it was going to take, be so-called shorter to go through these woods, they were on these rolling hills that were at least clear that you could see. And instead they decided to take a shortcut through these jagged woods that are hard to walk up with a guy who has a busted knee, just so they could get there a little faster. It's like, I don't know. I feel like take the rolling hill where you don't, you know, I just feel like there'd be more pain involved in that for him, in that like he would have tripped more or something like that. So I mean, that, you know, I mean, sometimes I understand it's part of the plot, you know, that's how you get him into the woods, and this is really minor, but that part kind of was like weird to me a little bit. And then I also thought the creature itself, or the creature in the woods, there's a scene near the inn where they burn down the house where these people are like worshiping this god thing, and he's mad, this creature, because his little shrine is burning down. So he starts like killing and stomping on all the people who are worshiping him. But then he goes chasing after one of the main guys. And when he gets him, he's like forcing him to bow down to him, to worship him. And it's like, if that was the case, why are you killing your worshipers just because the stuff they made your shrine out of was flammable? Like, you know, it's not like they literally went up there themselves and burnt it. I mean, I guess that's part of, like, maybe this god or this creature is just, like, because it's held there by some sort of, or there's some sort of, like, rune spell kind of thing with some of it, and, like, that's just how this creature is, I think. Maybe he's just not either thinking clearly, or he's just not, he doesn't care at the time. He was just, like, mad, and then maybe he realized he needed people to worship him in order to have any power. I don't know. I just thought it was weird, like, the whole part of where, like, he's making the guy, like, try to bow down to him after killing people who have followed him for many, many years. And it's like, which one do you want? But that is basically it. Those were the two things that I thought were a little weird. But really, they're pretty minor. The things I really liked about the movie, first of all, like I said, it's a beautiful movie. Visually stunning. The woods are very bleak and rolling. And it kind of, the bleakness kind of reminds me of The Witch a little bit, that movie. And it's got a good plot, you know, that's pretty fun or entertaining. This is definitely one of those movies you want to, like, turn the lights off and really just get into it. Halfway through, I watched it with Mike, and we ended up turning off the lights towards the end more because we were like, okay, this is, you know, we really want this to like pop. The music is great. It's very foreboding and creepy and just puts like this, like it's nothing with like lyrics or anything, but it puts like this eeriness to the movie, which really helps. So I really liked that a lot. I also thought it was neat how, because it's like these group of guys, and you could really tell without them really having to go too far into it that they have known each other for a long time. I think maybe back in college or before. Even though things are strained, they really do care about each other. There were many times where they would have many like different issues, and the person would try to talk that person down or try to figure it out. And you could kind of see that they had like tears in their eyes because they're like, oh my gosh, this is my best friend and he's having issues, but I don't know what to do. I don't want to scare him, you know? And so I thought that was kind of cool. There's a scene too, or multiple times, like if they fall asleep in the woods, they wake up and they're all like in different spots and all this stuff happened and it's really crazy. And I thought that's really neat just to see where everyone's at. And that also is like really creepy. If you're stuck in these woods, you know, and you sleep and you wake up and you're all in these different areas doing weird things, scared out of your minds, and you're like, what happened, you know? And you're just like, we gotta get out of here, you know? So yeah, all in all, I was really good. At the end, I'm glad you did get to see the creature, because throughout most of the movie you just see blips and pieces and things of him and different things that he leaves behind and stuff like that. But at the end you get to see him all. He's very creepy. He's got some cool parts to him, like on his face and stuff. Like he's got an extra pair of hands, but then he also kind of looks like a deer. And then there's this great scene when the house is burning down and he's there holding a guy in his mouth hands, and it's just like a shadow, and it's really visually stunning. I really liked it. But yeah, definitely check it out. It's a good time. Like I said, turn the lights off, get all cozy, and get, you know, creep yourself out. I'm not always big on like those kind of mystical kind of movie things. I don't know. I mean, it was still really good, but like I said, some of it, I don't know, maybe it just wasn't for me. But I really did enjoy it. So, I mean, I'm kind of on the fence on how I want to rate this one. I'm going to go with Walking Sticks for this one. And I thought about it for a little bit, and I'm going to say 6.5 out of 10 Walking Sticks, but I'm also kind of leaning towards 7. So somewhere in between there for this one. It's one of those movies that you want to like be quiet and really get into it. So yeah, I see what the hype is about. It's a good movie. So, you know, check it out. Like I said, 6.5 out of 10 Walking Sticks. Leaning on 7, maybe even would go a little higher than that. It's hard to put it. There is some gore in the movie, or not really gore, but it's just uncomfortableness and a couple things that are just like, you know. But without it having to be like this whole thing, it's just a small cast. And yeah, so definitely check it out. 2017, The Ritual. Thanks for listening.